Welcome to the second episode of 1x2 Coffee, sharing tech and in general, geek life over a cup of coffee. I've received a lot of mails after the first episode, which was encouraging, and thanks a lot for supporting me and 1x2 Coffee. I hope you keep it interesting so that you guys can keep coming back. Okay, in the news today, I just read an interesting article about number of hours people wasted playing Pac-Man on Google's front page. Can you imagine, like, do you have the slightest clue of how many hours? It's about 4.82 million hours. That's a report from Rescue Time, which is a software for tracking time on your computer, on which browsers and what softwares do you spend on time. So it kind of works in your background and tracks what you do and where you spend most of your time. So this is a number which Rescue Time has come up with, which is 4.82 million hours. If I consider hiring Google employees, I can hire all 19k Google employees with the amount of money if I convert these hours into money. So that's amazing. Hours spent on Google homepage wasting time playing Pac-Man. Okay, if you still want to play Pac-Man and if you still want to waste the time, you can either go back to, you know, the history of the page which stores all the old Google logos, or you can install the game on your own page. So there's a GitHub project which has all the Google Pac-Man code uploaded, so you can fork it and create your own project, or just download it and install it in your own server, or just, you know, package it and send it across on the email so your other friends can play from their hard disk with a browser, so, and waste much more time. Very interesting. I was just talking to your friend yesterday and we were talking about how much time probably people would have wasted, thinking I wasted at least, you know, 5 to 10 minutes on Google homepage on that day within those 48 hours. Seems like Google had people spending 36 seconds more on their page in those 48 hours allegedly playing Pac-Man. That's what Rescue Time thinks of it. Okay, going out of Google and the Pac-Man code, I just read an interesting but kind of sad but kind of hopeful news about MetBlocks trying to survive. I don't know how many of you know about MetBlocks. MetBlocks is a kind of city-based blog network which is run by citizen bloggers or citizen journalists from that area. I used to blog for MetBlog Bangalore maybe about 3 years back. I think they started in six and a half years back in LA by Sean and Josh, Sean and Jason. Obviously, they suffered a lot during the depression in 8 and 9. It's not exactly depression, whatever, the low down, low economy during 8 and 9. And they are struggling to, you know, to survive. So when their last deal failed to save MetBlocks, both Sean and Jason were thinking of shutting it down. Fortunately, the fans came up together and they thought, you know, MetBlocks is such a great deal and it should be never let down to shut down. So now it's kind of becoming a crowdsourced project, so crowd financed project rather. So they've started a pledge account to raise money to save MetBlock. So we're in a very interesting area where crowd financing is becoming greater and greater to support the project which help us, the common man or the internet or net citizen. We saw Diaspora, which is, you know, so open social network, could raise, you know, 100,000 within